IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is IRIB English Radio. Here is Viewpoints. I'm Hadi Saravi, your host. In the history of mankind, there are people who want to oppress others. In the society or all around us, we can find examples of it. Sometimes we fight back, sometimes we quit. But what do you do if you are told to give up your country? In today's episode, we are going to talk about a nation who were told to leave, but instead stayed and fought back and suffered, and lots of other things happened. Still stayed for more than 70 years. And today, after these many years, their voices are beginning to be heard. Today, we talk about a nation of courage and sacrifice, Palestine. Let's welcome our guests. Dear brother Ali, thank you for coming.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, this is awesome to have you here with us. And Dr. Rouhani, like always, welcome.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yeah, this is great to have you here. We are seeing that the different incidents are happening in the world. People from Palestine have returned stronger than before. And they're fighting back. And many people are asking questions, is this the way? Is this, with these bloodshed, these killings, all these things that are happening in Palestine, isn't there a better way, something like talking, democracy, without losing loved ones? Your thoughts, Brother Ali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Well, the issue of Palestine is the first and foremost issue in the Islam world, but even I can say in the whole world. I mean, there is no issue more important than this, because we see in front of our eyes day and night, people are massacred and a genocide is happening there. And we see the silence of the world, the so-called, world of modernity is just watching. I mean, there's nothing just to watch. Then when we are talking about a solution, different kinds of solution comes on the table, the solutions that are usually said on air. So who are giving these solutions? Those who are supporting this usurper regime. I mean, okay, let's sit and talk. Let's give you a share. Talk on what? For example, I come and take your own home from you. Then you tell me, okay, let's sit and talk to see what we can do. How can we share our house between ourselves? Is it rational? Does it have any, I think, logic in it? Mm. I mean, when I'm taking your house by force, then what is this talk? What is this discussion? What is it for? I don't know. If we Muslims had a sort of unity in our Islamic Ummah, Islamic communities, I think we didn't have these much chaos and catastrophe in Islamic world. We didn't actually witness this genocide and massacre in Islam world. All this is due to our lack of unity in Islamic world. Mm-hmm. So when we see, when we are talking about different options that the Palestinian nation has in front of themselves, what options are we talking about? Based on what? Early leaders of Palestine have experienced all these options, and they have sat and talked and decided on what to do and what not to do. But have they been met at the end of the day? Have they been led to any conclusion at the end of the day? What happened to the Oslo talks? What happened to the decisions that Yasser Arafat made? Hmm. Have they been led to any discussion? I mean, even after Arafat, whatever discussion was done. But the logic tells us if a person, if a group, if a community, if a country, if a group of people went and usurped another land, there is no way for the talk. The original people, the original inhabitant of that land should sit and talk and decide for themselves. Mm-hmm. As I cannot decide for themselves as well.
You mean they have the bigger share?
No, there is no discussion and talk on bigger or less share, brother. This is their own land.
You know, so many people, so there are some discussions on this. After these 70 years, things are so complicated.
So do you mean that if I, for example, take your house from you after 80 years, it will be mine, finished?
No, I'm not saying that.
At least
you will.
I mean, you will confess that a part of it would be mine.
No, I'm not saying that.
So we say that the real original inhabitant of Palestine should come and decide for themselves. Who are they? Mm. They are Muslims, Christians, Jews. They are. The original inhabitants.
Okay.
They are the real owners of this land. So any other option is void. Mm. Cannot be discussed. Cannot be talked about. So you might say, okay, yes, there were some talks and discussions. I mean, there were lots of plots and plans. But what happened at the end of the day? Now we see the result. The result is a massacre, for example, of killing
women and children.
Killing almost 20-something thousand people in 5 months.
No. And this is a big number.
It will not lead to any conclusion. Mm-hmm. The only people who deserve to vote, to think, to decide for their own land are Palestinians themselves. Regardless of their religious religious beliefs and religiosity. No, we're talking about the real owners. Mm-hmm. I mean, for example, since I'm Muslim and if you are not Muslim, I can take your land, then is there any share for me in taking your own land from you? If just for the case that you are, with the excuse that you are not Muslim? Mm-hmm. The vice versa, it cannot happen.
Yeah.
So even the course of history, even the passage of time cannot give this right and legitimacy to those who have usurped the land.
Okay, so, you know, this is something which many people think is very difficult after these many years. I would like to ask you this question. Is it really possible, you know, how to trace the origins, how to trace it back? I mean, I don't know. If I want to know your thoughts. Some people bring this question and then they ask, you know, after these so many years, imagine if you want to resolve this issue, talk about it, or find the origins, the native people. It's so impossible to do it. And this is what they want. They just, this is something like ethnic cleansing. This is cleaning the place, removing generations to start a new generation. This is done by powers, world powers. What do you think? Your thoughts?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, of course, it is one of the really significant questions that how can we identify the natives, the local people of these lands and areas. From what we have in the historical sources, as well as the sacred books of the re-Abrahamic religions, it is clearly mentioned that the children of Yaqub, or children of Israel, they came to the land of Palestine. They were not there. And they came from Egypt by Prophet Moses. When they came later, we had the struggles between Prophet David, for example, and the rest of the prophets with the natives of this area, with the natives of this land. So it is clearly mentioned and it's completely obvious that they were the original residents of these areas before the Israelites came to these areas. It is mentioned in their own sacred books. If you refer to the Old Testament, New Testament, and the Holy Quran, and the other historical sources, everything is mentioned clearly that they came to these areas and lands. So, but the residents and the local people lived in many part of the history peacefully with them, even in the Islamic era and the Islamic, let's say, in the whole these 14 centuries of Islamic history. And most of the part of these histories, the Jews and Christians, Zoroastrians, Muslims, they lived peacefully with each other in all different areas, territory of Islamic world. But of course, recently in the 20th century, so something went wrong in some specific areas, particularly when it comes to the Palestine. So the way that they occupied the lands and the areas of Muslim living areas, so it is the main cause of the problem. But the point is that in this 21st century, all the let's say, westernized, let's say, societies, Western nations, Western countries. They always claim that we are supporting human rights, women's rights, children's rights. I don't know, we support liberty, we support the right of self-defense. You know, all these slogans you see, you hear here and there. But it was quite a really moral scandal and, let's say, political scandal for those so-called and pseudo-supporters of human rights, because thousands of people, innocent civilians, including kids, old ladies, old men and women, innocent civilians, children, hospitals, schools, let's say kindergartens, they were attacked by the army, you know, by the forces,
civilians.
So when you, for example, face a military group, there's no problem there. If you kill each other, if you fight each other, so that military, let's say, members of that army, they voluntarily came and became the member of that army, and they're now fighting based on this universal right of self-defense, based on which, for example, the U.S. attacked Iraq, the U.S. attacked Afghanistan, the U.S. attacked many other areas. Based on what? On the rule of self-defense. This is a universal law. They say that we have this right to defend ourselves when we are being attacked by our enemies. So now the same self-defense right should be given to the residents of this Palestine. They have also the right to defend themselves when they are attacked. Mm-hmm. As the Israelis have the same right to defend themselves when they are attacked. But of course, the point is that when you kill the innocent civilians, when you commit genocide, when you thousands of old ladies, kids, children's, you know, when you kill these innocent civilians, isn't it? At least I think it shows to the whole world that there are double standards. Sometimes these standards are in somewhere, but they will be ignored in somewhere else. So this is the reality of the world. This is the reality of this, let's say, international kind of laws that we have, unfortunately. For example, when it comes to Ukraine, you see that, of course, everything is different totally. They have the right to defend themselves. They should be supported. They should be supplied, you know, by the army, by the warfares against Russia. Because Russia attacked, for example, and they have the right to defend themselves. When their immigrants went to Europe, they are welcomed, they were facilitated, they will be accepted as the good residents of Europe. But when it comes to the Palestine, they do not have any right to defend themselves.
These double policies,
these double standards are there.
Double standards.
Yeah.
You know, people in the world, I know, are so aware of it, and they can see it and they can feel it, and that's why we have so many support for Palestine all across the globe. We see it even in United States, in England, and different places all across the world. So this is something. Let's get to this, the next question, about the solutions, the road. Road in front of Palestinian people. Success is counted sweetest by those who never succeed. To comprehend the nectar requires sorest needs. As the distant, as he defeated dying, in whose forbidden ear the distant strains of triumph burst agonized and clear. That's all the time we have. Don't forget to tune in next time. I wish the mighty Allah bless you and bless your souls and your hearts. Farewell, everyone.
That this day will be the last, and tomorrow. We all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine.